Hey, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Me'ilah, and we are up to parak Dalet Mishnah Vav. Ha'arla v'kilei ha'kerem mitzarfim zem zeh. Arla and kilei ha'kerem are mitzarif with each other to create the shear of the iser. Rabbi Shimon Omer ain mitzarfim. Rabbi Shimon says no, they're two totally different isurim, so they're not mitzarif with each other. Ha'beged v'hasak. If you have beged and sak is like sackcloth. Hasak va'or, or sackcloth and leather. Ha'or v'hamat. Or leather and a mat, mitzarfim zem zeh. They combine with each other to make to finish off the shear, even though they have different shiurim. But the one that's the larger shear is the one that we're going to look for. Rabbi Shimon says, why is it that they're mitzarif with each other, even though they have different shiurim? Because they become tameh as a moshav, meaning they all become tameh with tumas medrash. So since they have that same tuma, they're able to be mitzarif with each other for the minimum shear of tumas medrash. Moving on to Perakei Mishnah Aleph. Hanena shavaputa min hagdish. If someone gets a shavaputa's worth of hanoa from hagdish, afal pi shelo pagam, even though he didn't damage the hagdish while he got the hanoa, so the hagdish is still intact, ma'al. It's still a violation of Me'ilah de Rabbi Akiva. V'chamor v'chamor disagree. They say, kol davar sheyesh bo pagam lo ma'al ad sheyifkom. Anything that the way you would normally use it would cause it to become damaged, you only violate Me'ilah when you in fact damage it. V'kol davar sheyesh bo pagam kiven shenene ma'al. But if it's something that normally doesn't get damaged when you use it, so then as soon as you get a shavaprutah's worth of hana from it, even if you didn't damage it, you're going to be in violation of Me'ilah. So Ketzad, for example, Nasna Katla B'Tzavara, if a woman put a necklace around her neck, Tabas B'Yada, or a ring on her hand that belonged to Hagdish, Shasa B'Koshel Zav, she used a golden cup to drink from, Kimishana Nismala, as soon as she got a Shavaputa's worth of Hana from it, she violated Me'ila, because those things don't get damaged. Lovash B'Chaluk, but if a person wore a Hagdish shirt, Kisa B'Talis, or put on a Talis that belonged to Hagdish, Bika B'Kardom, or he chopped wood with a Hagdish axe, Lomala, then he only violates Me'ilah when it goes down in value by Shavaputa, because those things, the wear and tear, brings down their value. Talish min chatas kashi chaya, if a person pulls out hair from a chatas that has it's a balmum while it's still alive, lo ma'al at sheyifkom, he doesn't violate Me'ilah until the animal's value goes down by a Shavaputa. Kashi mesa, if he pulls it out of a dead animal, kiven shena namala, then when and as soon as he gets hana of a shavaputa, he violated me'ila, even though it didn't go down in value, because a dead chatas doesn't have any value, so it can't go down in value, because you're not poda a dead chatas. Okay, so let's review what we learned today in Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. We said that Orla and Kela Kerem mitzvah machlokas, whether they're mitzarif with each other or not, but different types of textiles are mitzarif with each other, even though they have different shiurim, according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon explains, because they can all combine together, they all share the common theme of Tumas Moshav. And then in Perakei Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a person gets a shavaprutah's worth of hana'a from Hegdish, even though it didn't go down in value at all, he violated Me'ilah, and the according to Rabbi Akiva, and the Chum say, well, it depends on the type of Hagdish. If it's the type of thing that goes that typically does go down in value when you use it, then it has to go down in value by a Pruta in order to be in violation of Me'ilah. But if it's not the type of thing that typically goes down in value when you use it, then as soon as you get Hana'a of a Shavar Pruta, you've already violated Me'ilah. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we gave examples of that, like a ring, a necklace, as something that doesn't go down in value, but other things do go down in value. And then we spoke about is plucking a hair from a chatos that's a balmum. So when it's alive, you're only in violation of Me'ila if it goes down in value. When it's dead, as soon as you get a shavaputa worth of hana'a, it's already violation of Me'ila. Okay, next time we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Beis.